and welcome to Relationship Coaching Institute's Mentoring Teleconference. Today I would like to talk with you about how to make your passion your profession. If you're thinking about becoming a relationship coach, you know, you might wonder, can I really make a living at this, helping people with their relationships? What can I expect? What are the steps involved? How can I guarantee my success? How do I get started? We will cover all that today. I have 5 steps for you in terms of making your passion your profession. And I hope to be rather brief with it, actually, because I really want to know what's on your mind, what questions you have, what you need to know. Our intention here at Relationship Coaching Institute is to change the world, is to lower the divorce rate, is to help singles and couples have successful, fulfilling relationships by supporting you to be a successful relationship coach. So it's quite symbiotic that the change that we want to create in the world will only happen if you're successful at it. So that's our investment. That is our commitment. We live and breathe this every day, and we thank you for being here and sharing our passion with us. So step number one in terms of how to make your passion your profession is to become an expert and own it. And how do you become an expert? Chances are you already have relationship experience. You know a fair amount about relationships. You might have done some reading about it. You might even have, you know, gone to school and studied it. Who knows? But there's one extra step, maybe 2 extra steps in terms of becoming an expert, is the ability to actually help people. So you can know a lot, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're able to help people get results or make any changes. And, you know, therapists go to school for years and then intern for thousands of hours to learn how to do therapy with people. And the good news for coaches is we can do that in a fraction of the time. We're not doing the therapy, though. We're doing coaching. And coaching is fun. Coaching is very, very effective. Coaching is, I'm not going to say easy to learn, but much easier to learn and faster to apply so that you can become a coach in fairly short time, especially if you're in a training program that provides, you know, ongoing support and mentoring, so that anytime you're working with a client, if you have questions or you need support for their situation, you know, we're available for you. That's what we do. So you need to, of course, get the training to be able to help people, and then you need to practice what you're learning in helping people so that you can actually develop those skills of helping people get results. Now, a lot of people think that because they know a lot about relationships, they can help other people with their relationships. And I'm here to tell you that it's absolutely not true. And chances are you've probably seen it happen in just to you, that giving people advice or telling people what they should do or just giving people information just doesn't work. And that's why I became a coach. That's why I transitioned my practice from therapy to coaching, you know, years ago. So the first way to make your passion your profession is to become an expert and own it. The way you can really, really own it is not just knowing a lot. It's pretty easy to learn stuff. But to get the training and start working with people and actually be able to help them. And our job is to train you. Our job is to help you be able to help people and do so effectively. Do so in a way that changes lives so that you can feel good about what you're doing and confident. Once you are confident and you become an expert and you own it, step 2 in becoming and making your passion your profession is to choose a clear specialty and niche. Now, if you've been on these calls with me before, and whenever I talk about marketing, you've probably heard me say this a million times, because it's true, and until you do it, marketing becomes really, really, really hard. Because marketing is communicating what you do, and in order to get clients, you have to have a target audience of some kind. You have to direct your energy towards certain people and connect with them and invite them to work with you. You can't direct your energy at the entire world or all singles or all couples. So the question I have for you is, who are you called to help? You know, what specialty might you choose and what niche might you focus on for that specialty? A specialty is an area of focus in your work. So, for example, you might choose to, as a relationship coach, you might choose to specialize in singles, maybe specialize in single women, maybe specialize in single women who are empty nesters. You know, they've been moms all their life, and now they're not moms anymore. They don't have kids to take care of anymore. That's an example of a specialty. Now, a niche is where would you find them? And if you are focusing on your local community, then that becomes pretty easy. Your niche is single women, empty nesters in your local area. Then it becomes pretty easy to find them and connect with them and build a community for them and invite them to work with you in various ways. So the second way to make your passion your profession is to choose a clear specialty and niche. And we provide a lot of support at Relationship Coaching Institute for doing that. It's probably when our folks are in their training and they are building their business, they're in the beginning stages of it, this is a very, very common place to get stuck because there's so many possibilities. You want to do so many things. You want to just help everybody. And so we actually provide very individualized mentoring for that, and especially in our practice building program. We have a 13-week practice building program. We call it business building training, and it's available to all our members as soon as you join RCI. And it's really, it's comparable to the kinds of business building trainings for coaches and practice building that you might see elsewhere valued at, $2,000 to $5,000, I've seen it elsewhere. It's included with RCI membership, and we've been doing this a very, very long time. This program has evolved over the years, and it is really, really first class. So choose a clear specialty in the niche, and we'll help you do that. Step three in terms of how to make your passion your profession is to market a program. And one of my you probably heard me say this before if you've been to any of my programs. One of my many mottos is sell programs, not sessions. Don't try to sell coaching. Don't try to talk with prospective clients about what coaching is and convince them to want coaching or talk about coaching sessions and how much it costs. Well, I'll coach you for $300 a month or four sessions a month, or I'll coach you for $200 a month or three sessions a month. You know, don't do that. Instead, have a program. And so, for example, if you're focused on, let's switch it up and say couples. If you're focused on couples, you say, well, you know, I have a program I call Coupler for Life. It is for couples who want to live happily ever after and be together for life. And it's it starts with a six-week, you know, foundational program to cover the skills, the basic skills of what's needed. And then the second phase is, you know, how to increase intimacy and connection and, you know, and spirituality so that you can live happily ever after. So, you know, however you design the program, or we have package programs ready to go. We have our conscious dating program for singles. We have our Couple for Life program for couples. So if you need a program, you don't have your own program, or you're not able, you know, it takes a lot of time to develop your own program. You can take our program and you can adapt it. But then the conversation you're having with your prospective clients is very, very different. So rather than trying to sell your coaching, yeah, hire me for $500 a month. I want to be your coach. I have a Couple for Life program that I think is just perfect for you. It'll help you do this and this and this, and here's how it works. So the thing that makes a program is the content is structured. So the thing about coaching is it's pretty abstract. You know, what do? We talk. What do we talk about? Well, in each session it could be different, and it's not very tangible. It's hard to get your arms around that. So a program has structured content, but it's not all about the content because we are coaching the application of the content. So, for example, we might present a skill, like a communication skill. We might use our communication map for that. That's one of our most popular products on our website at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. So we have our communication map, and we might show it to the client. We might introduce it to them. We might explain it to them. And then we will coach them in actually using it in their life and with their partner. So it's a combination of the structured content and coaching the structured content. Now, what structured content do you use? What is important is that it be open-ended, that the client be able to choose what's right and true for them. I don't recommend, and I don't like, honestly, programs that dictate, that have dogma, is that you must do this. You must do this in a particular way. The reality is there's many ways to accomplish things. So my favorite program is one in which it's more of an outline. It has enough structure, but then the client can fill in the gaps with what's true for them and fits their personality and style and preferences. And that's actually a lot of fun, and we provide that in our programs at Relationship Coaching Institute. So another thing that makes a program is it's branded. It has a name of some kind. And another thing about a program is that, you know, you have a website for it. So if you were to have a website, you could have a website with your name. You know, David Steele, relationship coach. Here's me. Here's all about me. Here's what I do. Here's how I do it. Here's how much I charge. I don't recommend doing that. If you want to make your passion your profession, have a program and have a website for your program. You know, coupleforlife.com. You know, would you like to become a couple for life? Would you like to live happily ever after? Here's a program just right for you. Here's how to do it. Here's the steps. Here's how to get started. And then on your website, you want to create leads or prospects from that website. So having an opt-in, a compelling thing on your website that causes people to want to give you their name and email address so that you can start building a relationship with them. And that's an essential step of marketing nowadays, especially on the Internet. You know, who goes in the phone book anymore? You know, even if it's a local service, people look things up on the Internet. So you need to be on the Internet, and you need to have a good website on the Internet that speaks well of you, that looks professional, that has an opt-in for people, that they can get something for free, and then you can start engaging them. And this is also a stumbling block for a lot of people because they don't know where to start. Well, how do I get up a website? Shoot, you know, it's going to cost me $500, $1,000, you know, up to $5,000 to get up put up a good website. And so it's daunting. It's often it stops people from going into business for themselves or starting a new business. So I have good news for you, because here at Relationship Coaching Institute, we provide our members full-featured customized websites. And we even host them. You don't need to pay any hosting fees. So you join Relationship Coaching Institute, and the next day you can have your own website. And we have just added new templates, pretty beautiful templates. I'm really impressed, actually, for these websites. So you can choose from a number of templates. So this just eliminates that barrier totally. So I hope I'm making clear that at Relationship Coaching Institute, we do everything we can to make it easy for you to make your passion your profession. We put all the tools in your hands, all the resources are there, all the support is there, and the training is, of course, necessary, but that's just the beginning. So step four of making your passion your profession is learn and practice enrollment. Now, enrollment is the process of getting a client. And one of the most effective ways to do that is an individual conversation. So imagine this. You talk with somebody about their relationship and about their life and about their goals, and 15, 20 minutes later, they hire you and pay you $500 a month. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, that's what enrollment does. When you have enrollment strategies and skills, you're able to have a conversation with somebody that results in getting a client. And if you can get one client, you can get two. If you can get two clients, you can get three. You can have a full practice. You can get a client anytime you want. That's the cool thing about being a coach, is that you can get a client anytime you want. If you are showing up in the world of relationships, if you're showing up in your community, if you're building a list, you're building a community, you are connecting with people, you are expressing your passion, then you're attracting people to you and you're being of service to them, like I'm being of service to you right now, then the next step is a conversation. And there's many ways to initiate that conversation and get it started and invite them. You have an opportunity to talk with us, for example, including me. All you got to do is go to our website and click the link to schedule a free relationship coach career consultation. That's an example of, you know, we make it easy. We want to be accessible. If, you know, we want to share our passion, if you want to know more about this, then we want to talk to you about it because it's fun for us and we're passionate about this. And this is how you can do it as well. And that's how you get clients. Now, there are other ways to enroll, such as enrolling groups. So, for example, you have a presentation or a seminar you might give, and that's free. And then you invite them to sign up for your class or workshop. And it's very, very low cost, but only if they sign up right then and there. You know, they get a fast action discount, we call it. Here's my $249 workshop, but if you sign up right now, you get it for only $39. Fast action discount. That discount expires if you leave the room without signing up. And, of course, after you've given them your presentation or seminar, you've got them, they're interested, they're attracted, they understand the need to work with you on this, they want to work with you on this, they come to know you, like you, and trust you. So that is an example of group enrollment. And then when they're in your class or workshop, you know, you provide them great value, and then you invite them to the next step. And you say that might be your group coaching. Say, hey, guys, we've had a lot of fun together. Has this been helpful to you? And you realize that after you leave here, you know, we've learned a lot and we've grown, but it might be a challenge implementing everything you've learned in your everyday life. Most people that go to a workshop or a class, when they go home, life goes back to the way it was. They kind of, you know, forget what they learned. So if you really want to be successful and get results, I highly recommend you join my coaching group, and we will hold your hand. We will support you to apply what you've learned in this workshop. It's a six-week, you know, aftercare program, or however you want to frame it. And a significant number of people will take you up on this. You know, my history, my experience personally, is about half the people in a class or workshop will take you up on your invitation to join your coaching group. And then, guess what? You turn these people that showed up for a one-time workshop or a six-week class, you turn them into ongoing clients. That is the most successful business model for a coach that I know, and I've done it myself, and it's not hard to do, and it's I take great pleasure in mentoring our members to do that as well, and that's an example of group enrollment. Now, one of the challenging things about enrollment is most enrollment does require an individual conversation, and, you know, what do you say? What do you do? Well, we have that down to a science. We have scripted it all out, exactly what questions to ask, exactly how to respond. And so when you join Relationship Coaching Institute, that's part of our support to you, is we put the tools in your hands of exactly how to enroll a client. Now, it's a very effective process, but it's more effective the more you practice it. The first time you do it, it's going to be a little awkward, and, you know, you're going to hesitate, and you might, you know, feel a little nervous. But the more you do it, the more confident you become. And when you are confident, then your prospective clients connect with you, and they come to trust you. When you think about it, putting themselves in your hands is a big leap for them. And you need to be, going all the way back to number one, you need to be an expert and own it. You know, get results for your clients. You are passionate about this. You really want to help people, and you know that you're good at it. And when you have that confidence, then people tend to have confidence in you. And it starts in the enrollment conversation, and it all comes from practice. And so how do you get good? You just got to start. That's all. You just got to start. So step step five, well, before I get to step five, I want to, just the last point about step four, about learning and practicing enrollment. You know, the ability to get a client means that you can make a living at this, that you can make your passion your profession, that you don't have to have a job, a J-O-B. You don't have to work for anybody else. You can work for yourself, and you can make a difference in the world, and you can have the lifestyle that you want. So the ability to get paid for this is crucial, and it's a huge reason why at Relationship Coaching Institute we don't just do training. We go way, way beyond that to provide you websites and practice building programs and marketing support, you know, package programs, done for you marketing materials, you know, on and on. Because we recognize we can't make a difference in the world if we can't get clients. We can't make a living if we can't get clients. So it's incredibly important. It's a huge emphasis of ours. And if you join Relationship Coaching Institute, we will take great pleasure in supporting you to get clients, because that's where it's at. It's a total win-win. When you get a client, your client's life will change for the better. And when you get a client, your life will change for the better. Step number five, get mentoring and support. Play with others. Don't do this alone. If you want to make your passion your profession, your passion is best shared. You share it, and sharing it with your audience, with the people that you want to serve, that is important, and that will take up a lot of your time and a lot of your energy. But how do you get inspired, and what will serve and support you? Well, trust me, I was a marriage and family therapist in private practice for many, many years, San Jose, California, in a four-walled office, working by myself. Most private practice professionals work by themselves. It is very, very isolating. And I eventually burned out. And I experienced firsthand the need for community, for support, for mentoring. You know, it's always wonderful when you are able to mentor and support others that are, you know, a few steps earlier in the game than you. And there's always folks that are a few steps ahead of you that you can learn from and that you can benefit from getting their mentoring or support. So this is huge. To be an expert and own it, you also need mentoring and support from others who have been there, done that. It is really hard to make it up all in your own head as you go. You want to learn from others who have done it successfully and get their support for doing it yourself. So, for example, my criterion for a coach or a consultant, who should you hire to help you do something? In my mind, it should be somebody who has a successful track record accomplishing exactly what you want to accomplish. So if you want to build a house, you want to learn how to build a house, you want to build it yourself, you get support, you get mentoring from somebody who has successfully built their own house. If you want to be a successful relationship coach, you get mentoring and support from somebody or a number of people who have done exactly that. So, you know, there are lots of coaches and consultants and gurus and people out there who will be happy to take your money and make promises that they'll help you. But their ability to successfully help you pretty much depends upon what they have accomplished in their own business or their own life. They can pretty much only take you as far as they have gone. So get mentoring and support. Choose your mentors and choose your support system from people who give you energy, people who you admire and respect, people who have accomplished what you want to accomplish. And play with others. Don't be alone. You want to make your passion your profession. You need energy. You need to renew that energy, because when you are putting out energy to be of service to your people, that feels good. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to express your passion, but that energy needs to be renewed. It needs to be a feedback loop. You need people supporting you as well as you supporting other people. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how to make your passion your profession. And I hope I've given you a pretty strong case for Relationship Coaching Institute's role in helping you do that, because open enrollment starts today. We have our trainings, a class for coaching singles and a class for coaching couples. These are our live trainings. They're starting in September, September 10th for couples, September 11th for singles. Open enrollment is from today, that's August 29th, until September 4th. And what that means is this is the period that we open the door and we are accepting applications for these classes, and we provide a nice discount during this period because we want to support these classes getting full. And now is the time. So if you want to join RCI, you want to become a relationship coach, you want to make your passion your profession, $250 discount if you join RCI and join one of these trainings during open enrollment, which starts today. So that's everything. That's my pitch. I'm going to open up the line. Thank you for listening. What do you want to know more about? How can I support you to make your passion your profession?
Hi. I was wondering, how did you tell your clients about your professional fees?
How to talk about money. Oh, what a wonderful question. So this talking with potential clients about money, there is a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. So the way not to do it is to put your fees on your website. Do not do that, ever.
Mm-hmm.
The way not to do it is if they ask you, as one of their first questions is, how much do you charge?
Mm-hmm.
Do not answer that question up front.
Mm-hmm.
However, respond by asking them, well, you know, tell me about your situation. You know, what is it that you need? So in earlier I was talking about, you know, the five steps of how to make your passion your profession, and step four is learn and practice enrollment skills, be able to enroll a client. The money conversation,
mm-hmm.
the best time to talk about money is when you're in an enrollment conversation, and I'll give you a preview of a few of the steps.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first steps is you talk to them, you get them talking about what they want, about their desire, about their goal and their dream and their vision and what it looks like. You want them to get totally excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
Second, you talk to them about what's been holding them back, what's been getting in the way, what's been challenging to them about trying to accomplish this goal.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do this and they're talking about all the hard stuff, they get in touch with the pain and the frustration and the disappointment and the despair.
Mm-hmm.
So what you've done in your first two steps, in the first, say, 5 minutes of the enrollment conversation, is you've gotten them excited,
mm-hmm.
and you've gotten them in touch with their pain.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're ready for, they're ready to hear about how you can help them. And so you would start that conversation with a question, because you want them to want to hear what you have to say, right? You don't just want to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, here's what I can do for you. No, you start with a question. So the question might be, well, you know what? I have a program for singles just like you.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear? And so when you ask them, would you like to hear about it? And they say yes, then they've given you permission. They're
mm-hmm.
saying yes. And in any enrollment conversation, any salesperson will tell you, you know, anytime you can get a yes, you're doing good. And so then you talk to them about your program, your coaching program, and how you help your clients and the kind of results you help them get and how it works. And then you ask them, does that sound good to you?
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes they'll say, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And then you can ask them, I mean, this might seem extreme, well, when would you like to get started?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you ask them, when would you like to get started, or some question like that, they are going to ask you what they need to know in order to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often, that question is going to be, well, how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the perfect exact time to talk about money. They are totally ready. They have already in their mind open to the idea that this is going to help them and they would like to do it. They're positively inclined to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the short answer to when should I talk about money is when your prospective client asks
about how much does it cost.
But the more accurate answer is when they ask in the context of an enrollment conversation, when they are ready to talk about money. And what makes them ready to talk about money is you've already talked about what their goals are. They've gotten in touch with their excitement about that. You've talked about their challenges to accomplishing that goal. They've gotten in touch with their frustration and despair about that. And you've talked about your program and how you help your clients.
Mm-hmm.
So that by the time the money conversation happens, they are totally ready. And so while I'm talking about this, I want to share two things. The first is we have this absolutely scripted out for you. So, in fact, if you would like a copy of the script, we'll give it to you if you make an appointment for our Relationship Coach Career Consultation. That's a little bribe for you. Talk to us about your goal of becoming a relationship coach, and, you know, we'll just give you a copy of it. It's something we develop for our members. And it just makes it very, very easy. You just learn it and practice it. So
mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I want to say about it is the enrollment conversation is it's a series of strategies and steps. It's completely learnable and doable, and it works most effectively when you practice it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing I want to say about it is, in general, enrollment, the process of enrollment is to support this person to make a decision. Yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's no, that's okay. If it's not a fit, if it's not something you want to do, you know, we don't want people to do anything they don't want to do. We're okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
We can take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
What we're not okay with is not making a decision. Because if they don't make a decision, that means they're going to stay stuck. Their life isn't going to change. It's going to stay the same. And so we're talking with them like I'm talking with you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make a decision, should I join RCI, yes or no, then your life isn't going to change.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we do in the enrollment conversation is we support this person to make a decision, yes or no. It's not selling. We are not trying to get them to say yes. It is not manipulative. It is simply leading them through a process. It's very much like coaching, leading them through a process to which they decide yes or no. And what they will often do is they will come up with objections. Like, gee, this sounds really good, but I'm not sure I can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, well, let me think about it. Well, I got to talk to my wife. And these are all things that interfere with making the decision. If they don't make the decision now, then when are they going to make the decision? Probably never. It goes back on the show. So in the enrollment conversation and when you're talking with a prospective client, the successful outcome is that they make a decision, yes or no, and so that's what we teach you in terms of how to enroll, is how to support this person to make a decision that's in their best interest. And it is very much a coaching model. It is not selling at all. It is not manipulative at all. It totally honors their truth. And, you know, we're totally okay with it if the answer is no. So just like joining RCI, if you are passionate about becoming a relationship coach, we want to help you do that and become wildly successful at it. And we want you to make a decision, yes or no. Is RCI right for me? Yes or no. Will RCI help me be successful and accomplish my goals? Yes or no. And that's why we're conducting these calls. And when we have our relationship coach career consultation, same thing. We want to provide you a lot of value. We want to support you to be clear about who you are and what you want and how to get what you want. And the successful outcome is to make a decision of what to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my invitation to you right here, right now, today, on this call, is to make a decision about what to do next.
And so
the very next step that I would recommend is to go ahead and make an appointment for our Relationship Coach Career Consultation. Just go on our website, relationshipcoachinginstitute.com, click on the link, make an appointment, talk to us. We're good people. We're real people. We're nice people. You know, you might talk to me, you might talk to, you know, Darlene, you might talk to one of our staff, but you will talk to somebody who is passionate about relationships and relationship coaching, who is absolutely able to support you to become clear about how you can make your passion your profession. So that is my close for the day. That's what I want to leave you with. If you do nothing else, go ahead and make that appointment for a Relationship Coach Career Consultation. So thank you for listening. So who else? What's on your mind? What do you want to know more about?
Can I ask more questions?
Yes, please.
You mentioned that we should not put our price on our website. Would you please explain me the logic behind that?
Well, because you don't want anything on your website that causes people to go away. And they are not ready to decide yes or no. They're not ready to decide that whatever you charge is worth it until they talk with you and connect with you and until they've connected with their own pain and their own desire and how you can help them. Only then can they really make a good choice about making the investment. And before that, it's just money. It's just a dollar figure. And it's much too easy for them to look at that dollar figure and say, oh, that's too much. Oh, well, I can't afford that. But in an enrollment conversation, it then becomes more of an investment mindset of, if I pay this money, I'm going to get this result. But they're not convinced of that when they go to your website. I don't care how pretty your website is or how compelling the language is. They're not going to be convinced that this is an investment and it's going to help them get the result. That convincing comes in an enrollment conversation. And the enrollment conversation only has to be like 15 minutes. Typically it's around, you know, like 30 or so, but, you know, it's connecting with you and it's the process of you leading them through the decision in a very coach-like way. They're experiencing coaching. So having it on their website and seeing the price will just cause them to consider it an expense, not an investment. And so this is a great time for me to highlight the difference. An expense is money that goes out the door and you never see it again. An investment is money that you spend and you get a return on it. It works for you. So the return on investment of coaching with you. So, for example, let's say you are a coach for singles and you specialize in helping them find the love of their life. And let's say you work with a client and they are successful in doing that. And let's say you charge $500 a month and you work with them for 3 months. So they paid you $1,500. And they found the love of their life. Is finding the love of their life worth $1,500? Absolutely. It's worth way more than $1,500. I mean, if you were to ask a single, how much would you pay to find the love of your life? If you found the perfect person for you and you fell in love and they fell in love with you and you were able to live happily ever after, what would that be worth to you? How much would you pay for that if I could guarantee you that? $10,000? $30,000? $100,000? $1 million? Mortgage your house, you know, it is worth a huge amount. It is worth way, 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 way more than the $1,500 that they paid you in the 3 months of coaching. And it's an investment. So take a look at it this way. They paid you $1,500, but they got $1 million or more back of value. So same thing with the Relationship Coaching Institute. Doesn't matter how much it costs to join. What matters is, are you going to get a return on it? Are you going to make more than you put in? Are you going to get more value, you know, than what you actually spend? And the answer is absolutely yes. So that's the difference between an investment and an expense. So when you talk with your prospective clients, you might introduce that language. Well, you know, you might be thinking of this as an expense, as money that, you know, you spend and you'll never see again. But actually, what you're doing here is you are investing in yourself. You are investing in getting the result that you want. So how much is it worth to you to accomplish this goal, to find the love of your life, or to live happily ever after, or to reconcile your relationship with your son, or to get a job? How much is it worth to you? So when you have them thinking in those terms, then it almost doesn't matter what you charge. So that, I apologize in advance for the long-winded answer, but I really wanted to share that with you. And that is why you don't put your rates on your website, because they won't get it at all. They won't get the investment value at all. There's another principle here that I'd like to share, which is that people tend to get the benefit from what they invest in. So if they don't invest in something, they tend to not get the benefit of it. And so what that means is, the more they invest, the more benefit they get.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about being affordable. Don't even worry about whether this prospective client can afford you, because you want them to stretch. You want them to pay what to them is an insane amount of money, because when they do, it is almost going to guarantee their success. So people tend to get the benefit of what they invest in, and the benefit they get tends to be correlated to the amount they invest. And it is an investment, meaning they're going to get a return on that, and it's going to be way more than what they spend, way more.
Thank you for the answer. That makes sense.
Yeah. Great conversation. I just love this kind of talk. This is really where it's at. And it's top of the hour, right on the money. So we're about ready to close our call today. I really, really appreciate you being here. It's been a fun conversation for me. I hope it's been helpful to you. And I think the next step for you, if you want to pursue becoming a relationship coach, if you want to make your passion your profession, please do go to our website at relationshipcoachinginstitute.com. So thanks for joining us, and we hope to hear from you soon. So bye for now.